G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 13 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time of the fullness of redemption. The long-awaited-for King is here,
the one all the covenants from long ago had promised, covenants between God and humanity. This man, this King, this Jesus, his public ministry on earth has begun, from what we have glimpsed so far. What do you think Jesus' mission is? Before we go on to see what it is, pause for a moment to think through what that mission may well be. Let's read together Luke chapter 4, and I'll read from verse 14 to 20. Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. Reports about him spread quickly through the whole region. He taught regularly in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to the village of Nazareth, his boyhood town, he went as usual to the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read the scriptures. The scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. He rolled up the scroll, handed it back to the attendant, and sat down. All eyes in the synagogue looked at him intently. Then he began to speak to them. The scripture you've just heard has been fulfilled this very day. Do you have a clue now what Jesus' mission is? A reluctant John the Baptist baptized him, and the crowds heard God the Father speaking to him and the Holy Spirit descend upon him. Now Jesus, led by the Holy Spirit, has returned home. Jesus is back in home territory, and because of the power he's teaching, he has become known as a great teacher. Jesus spent some time in Galilee, became known, and aroused the interest, curiosity, and excitement of people. It was Jesus' habit to attend public worship wherever he was. Because of his growing renown as a teacher, it's no surprise that he should be asked to read the scripture and give a short teaching session regarding it. Here in Nazareth, Jesus declared that the day for demonstrating God's salvation had arrived, and the day the prophets and the covenants had looked forward to was here. This was going to be fulfilled in Jesus himself. He was a servant that Isaiah had talked about long ago in Isaiah chapter 61. His ministry, that's Jesus, was divinely directed, a ministry of hope for all people, and a ministry to free the oppressed spiritually. The local reaction was at first one of great astonishment, and telling each other, "Isn't he the son of Joseph?" But Jesus was more than that, as he goes on to explain. The people there saw him only as the son of Joseph. Admiration soon turned to anger, though, because Jesus began to remind them of God's goodness to the Gentiles. Israel had a fear and a hatred of those who were not Jewish, the Gentiles. And remember that Israel was, at the time, under Roman control, under the control of the Gentiles. Whilst those in Nazareth could only see Jesus in the local setting, he told them his mission was for all Israel.
And if Israel rejected this message of Jesus, then the Gentiles would be blessed by it. Upon hearing this, the astonished admiration soon turned to furious anger.
Listen to their reaction from Luke 4, verse 28 to 30. When they heard this, the people in the synagogue were furious. Jumping up, they mobbed him and forced him to the edge of the hill on which the town was built. They intended to push him over the cliff, but he passed right through the crowd and went on his way. See how divisive this Jesus was? And now he's gone away from home. Now Jesus walked straight through the rioting mob and went to Capernaum. And here he engaged in yet more public ministry. He did some preaching, Jesus sets up headquarters in Capernaum and started teaching in the synagogue. Again, people were astonished that he taught with such authority. And Jesus rebuked the demons, but he did not want the demons to bear witness to himself and his identity in public just yet. Again, people were astonished at Jesus' power and authority. And healing. People brought their sick and asked Jesus to help and heal them. And praying. Was this his secret? Jesus was up early the next morning to pray. Mark 1 verse 35. And Luke 4 verse 42 to 44. It was in prayer that Jesus found his strength and his power for service. And during this period, Jesus has God's authority to do what he is doing, preaching, healing, releasing and rebuking. God desires humility, and Jesus looked for people to acknowledge their spiritual blindness and poverty so that he may liberate them from such things. Jesus taught and preached in the synagogues, rebuked demons and healed diseases, all with the authority of just his word. Jesus' mission was to be the Savior of the world as God's Son and the servant of the Lord, for Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. How he fulfilled this role, we will come to see. Tomorrow we start honing in on what Jesus taught about himself, things that were divisive in his day and are still divisive today, almost 2,000 years later. Thank you.